Well, good morning. Oh, yeah, there it is. 8:35 a.m. on Sunday, June the 28th, 2026, here at a smoky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Just gonna hold this and hope for the best. There are like 14, 15 wildfires on the western, over on the western slope between Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. There is a ton of smoke in the air, and the winds aren't bringing it directly here at the moment. Most of it is going just off to the northwest of us, heading for Canada, as any rational entity would. This juncture of State of the Union. Oh, yes. So, yeah, a bit of a smoky morning. It's not terrible. I get a little bit in the back of my throat, but it's not terrible. Problem is, I can't get to my water bottle with my phone in my hand. All right, I'll try this. Walk softly. Much better. Much better. Okay. So, yeah, it's hot today. It's going to be hotter before the day is over. It's only 64 at the moment, but that sun is high enough to start broiling. I left the hoodie home because I knew perfectly well what West 20th was going to be like with the sun shining directly on my back for about half a mile. Caw, 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 where are you, dog? Up in the tree. Dog barking. Don't know if the dog's barking at the crow or the crow's barking at the dog. Okay, balloons on a rock. Somebody having a yard sale or a party or something today? So, yesterday was a pretty laid-back day. I was reading the Old Man's Comeback. Am I into volume 8 now? I forget. I'm coming to the end of this series. Whether the author is or not, I am. All right. Golf cart. Lady with a whole raft of balloons. I suspect they're all around the neighborhood now. other than the broiling sun, it's a lovely morning. It's quite a nice cool breeze. As long as you can stay in the shade, it's not too bad. Yeah, and I played a little bit. No, actually, I played a lot of No Man's Sky. Also fed up my spud water. It was, I really needed to bake bread yesterday. I really didn't want to run the oven in the evening. But I didn't have to because my, my sourdough starters were kind of limp. I fed them in the morning and they sort of came back. And I realized I haven't given them any fresh water or potato for a while, so I spent a little time fishing out some of the old stuff, pouring some off, and then threw in some fresh spud, a little bit of fresh water. I gave them potato water, not last night, but the night before. And unless I do something rash, like get takeout tonight, it'll be spud water again tonight. Grocery run tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Today, I just need to get back from the walk and lay low. The other members of the household are having a little bit of a freak out over the amount of smoke. There's an air quality alert for the particulates. I can see the smoke and the air, but only at a distance. It's not thick enough so that it's like blowing between houses and stuff. It doesn't really smell like somebody's got a barbecue pit going. But apparently it's there. The morning picture has, looking off to the east, there's sort of a smudge on the far horizon. It looks like it might be distant clouds, but I'm pretty sure it's smoke. It's diffuse, but it's smoke. And that's a lot of smoke when you can see it 30 miles away. Sky overhead is not deep blue as one might expect, as I might expect. I'm not looking forward to making the turn down here. Oh, trumpet flower. See if I can get some water in me before I have to do that. There. Much better. So, yeah. I may be having to write here soon. And by write, I mean put put on my headphones, fire up my music, mynoise.net, and rip off 6,000 or 8,000 words for a few days, just to see what this story is. I think it's ready to hatch. I think there are enough loose pieces banging around that what I really need to do is put some of them onto the page. And it may be enough to get me through 80, 90, 100,000 words. Which would be like, you know, end of July, maybe. That's not a prediction. That's not a deadline. It's just sort of, that could happen. It could also not. So, my ability to not is pretty unparalleled. I don't know of many people who can not as well as I do. I'm not bragging. It's you know, it's like, it's just a fact. I can not with the best of them. It's like laundry? Nah, not. Bingo, right there. 10 out of 10. Will not do. I have to do laundry probably next week, but not today. Bread, maybe. I may have to bake bread today. I'm not gonna knot that, that's for sure, because if I can get the starters to move a little bit, if the extra potato, a little bit of sugar and some fresh water doesn't do it, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Start over. Maybe get some potato flakes. A friend of mine uses potato flakes instead of potatoes for their potato starter. Kind of want to get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Okay. Yeah, that sun is broiling. I still have a lot of shade. In fact, I'm going to change over here when I get down a little bit. I'll walk on the south side of the street, because there are big mature trees planted in the verge. Almost all the way down. In fact, pretty much all the way down. That'll give me cover that I don't really have, because the sun is high enough in the sky that it's shining in on the north sidewalk. Orbital mechanics, man. Orbital mechanics. I don't need a new series, but that just struck me as a great name for a series of rocket jockeys who repair satellites, who visit space stations and solve their problems. Orbital mechanics. Oh dear. Oh, Jesus, I didn't need a new idea. I didn't need an idea that sounded like fun. I got the cat. I got the wizard. I got it, this thing I've got to get. I've got to get at least wrapped up far enough that I can let it rest for a while. I also need to get back to Natalia and Ishmael. Pip, Zoya, the whole crowd. Get a couple of people on the way. Good morning. Good morning. I'm not the only one out here this morning, walking in before the heat gets too bad. What's this person doing? It's a bag of groceries or water bottle. Water bottle. Good plan. Take the water with you. Robbins.
Good morning.
Good morning. Seen her before. Nice lady. Gray hair. Page boy. Very stylish. Unlike the scruffy nerf herder look I'm cultivating with this beard lately. Lots of wispy old men whiskers. I probably should give up on the jawline. Trim the chin back. Prune the mustache. Wouldn't look quite so disreputable. Although, you know, I got nothing against disreputable.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Saw a trailer for a film. I don't usually watch film trailers, but this one sort of like looked like it might be one to watch. Willem Dafoe and what was her name? Gertrude Lee? Something Lee. Title is Late Fame. About an old man who wrote poetry when he was young and published a volume. And it's been discovered by two generations later. Rich intellectuals who want to resurrect this guy's poetry and give him a career. Good morning. Late fame. I think the theme resonated because I'm old and nobody cares. Well, nobody cares about my early work. This last year has been a little crazy. I am grateful. I never thought my retirement would be... Let me go back. I never thought my old age would be anything more than perhaps bagging in a grocery store to fill in the gaps or maybe flipping burgers because I like burgers. I never thought it would be slaving over a hot keyboard to keep up with your insatiable demands for new stories. I am grateful beyond measure. Lucky. Oh, I am so lucky. I mean, part of it comes from being willing to take a risk. Part of it comes from... Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I surprised that dog because they both came around the corner of the fence at the same time. Yikes, this is going to be hot. Walking alongside the park. So, it really came about because I recognized the opportunity that podcasting gave me to reach an audience without having to rely on a long, drawn-out publishing process being controlled by someone else. And even though I thought perhaps putting the text versions would require a publisher, before I managed to get corralled, I discovered that wasn't necessarily true. The rest is the last 2007. That's 26, 19 years. 19 years since I started writing the silly stories. 2012, so 14 years since I started publishing the text versions myself. You know, 10 years to become an overnight success, I guess. Getting enough of a catalog that enough people liked. I still say that all comes down to marketing. People I see who are struggling are not doing good marketing. They are not considering the format, the content, the market being the number of people who are willing to read it. Write a memoir. Yeah, I know. No. That ain't happening. I had a number of people say I should do that, but that ain't happening. I mean, long and storied career, no question about that. Working under the table and violation of child labor laws back in the late 60s. Oh my God. All the people, you know, I could talk about it now because, you know, too old to prosecute. Most people are dead anyway. Statute of limitations and all that. Good morning. It's a happy dog. Drag away for summer. Coast Guard for 5 years. God, that was a mess. I should never. Well, if I'd known then what I know now, I'd be 70 years old at 17, and that isn't going to happen. So, yeah, I made so many mistakes over the years. And the last thing I want to do is document them all. I admit them to myself. I just assume not admit them to the world. At any rate, you know where I am? If you guess the back gate, in this case, literally the back gate, because the front gate is behind the sprinklers, then you'd be right. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.